production for the two substitutes as they combine to get Chelsea in third.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Two Substitutes. I just forgot the name of our podcast. It has been a long time. Akshay is joining me again. Welcome back, Akshay.
Hello world.
How are you?
I'm doing
keeping
well.
Safe.
I'm safe, surviving in this world.
Yes, I hope all of you guys are safe as well, everyone. We are working from home these days in our company. I went yesterday and there were not many people. There were on average 2 people on each floor.
Yeah, from what I've heard, there were 68 people who badged in yesterday.
Oh, how did you get that information?
I get stats every day.
What? Oh, from access control team?
No, not from access control team. Sorry. It was... team information, someone who is in close contact with Julia, who is our office coordinator. So she mentioned like a fun fact.
Fun fact. Okay, I'll ask you after this podcast. I want to read the name of this.
Yeah.
Spy.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, all of hope you guys are feeling safe. This has I think today's podcast will be about coronavirus and how it has affected football and lives in general. We told you about our company. Overall, people are going crazy also. So we just insist that people educate themselves and not panic as well. That's the main point. And just stay at home if you are.
Yeah, it's not the time to be panic. Yeah. Not the time to be careless and act as if nothing is wrong in the world.
Yes.
There's definitely a lot of things going on. But yeah, if you just stay home and try to cut down your outside visits to as minimum as possible, then I think you will help yourself and also help other people in the process.
Yeah, I think I'll add a link to the CDC website. I don't know how many people listen to it anyways, but it's good to add information wherever, in as many platforms as possible.
True. We should do our due diligence.
Yes. I don't mind working from home also. It's been fine so far. I know for you it's not... I might get bored in a week or two, but for now this is only the first week.
Yeah, I mean,
two
for
days
me,
so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to working from home because I work from India for like extended duration of time.
Right.
So it's not too different for me, but it's still like I wouldn't prefer working from home if I'm in the United States. But right now there isn't any option for us, and I hope situation gets better soon. But if I be more realistic, then I don't see it happening sometime soon.
Yeah, we don't know how long this will last.
Right. That's the that's the saddest part of everything, where no one knows when
there's no
this
hope
is
right
going
now
to be end, and also no one knows how bad it could get. Like 2 weeks ago we were talking about, like, you know, what if like 200,000 people are infected around the world, and now we are at that point, and we just don't know when this is going to stop.
Yeah.
And also all the efforts from every single country for asking their residents to stay at home, and trying, like, some countries are shut down altogether and everyone is trying this social distancing, which is kind of the
new
the buzzword now. So let's see when the effect of all of those efforts they kick in. I think it'll be like 2 weeks at least to see the effect of that. So far it has not contained any of the numbers, I believe.
I mean
we wouldn't know how the situation would be if there was no social distancing practice followed across the world.
There should be like, there are social networking platforms, there should be a social distancing platform, maybe Backbook instead of Facebook. Show your backs to people.
I think like phones and TV and video games and anything that you can do inside your home is strongly encouraged now. Which is good. Like, who had ever thought like you would be giving an advice that just stay home, watch movies, and
imagine in olden days, if there was no Netflix, no Xbox, nothing. What would people?
I mean, they did it in 1920s when there was influenza pandemic.
Okay.
I don't know what people did that time, but
board games.
There was
I guess
shut down that time, and. This one, I think, is the biggest in my memory and
same.
in most people's memory.
Seems more than even the 2008, the financial thing. This looks bigger than that also. Because it's affecting finances and other things also.
It's affecting everything and everyone in the world. And to see something happen at this scale, it's really something unbelievable and shocking at the same time.
To add to that, just to mention, there was an earthquake also in Utah today.
Oh, I did not know
5.2 Richter scale. So hopefully everyone is safe there as well. But things are not looking good, but stay safe. Okay, moving on to football. Every league in the world, in Europe, has been cancelled. I don't know about South America and if they have cancelled their leagues.
Maybe they were still playing with
in Russia. I know they were playing.
Yeah, in Brazil and in Argentina, I think they were still playing with no audience.
Okay.
But players, they protested by, I think, by wearing masks or something. Like, they played with their masks on to let everyone know that it is affecting them as well and they should not be playing at this point.
Okay, so they have postponed the Russian league also now.
Okay.
Yeah, and we read yesterday or 2 days ago, I think now the Euros have been postponed as well to next year. But
they'll
still be called Euro 2020 to keep up with the, I think,
with the naming. Yeah, so the next one will be 3 years later if they do it in 2021.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And the Copa America also has been moved to next year.
It would have been nice if we could freeze our age as well. So, because for them, like for players, it's a huge difference for some players to play tournament like 1 year later.
Yeah.
Just kind of a random thought that
Players like Kane would be smiling right now. They will have another chance to, because he was not looking certain to play. And also injury hit players in your team or our clubs.
Yep.
Have a chance to recover. It's good to see. I was watching Instagrams of some of these players. It's good to see they are still exercising at home.
Yeah, everyone. I think most people or most players have received equipments from their clubs, and they are also receiving online training and exercises and training programs to.
I mean, they are rich enough that they can afford that also.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they also have a big enough house that they can afford gym, or like most people already have gym in their home,
already,
so
yeah.
they don't have to go out for their training. And I mean, it's good that you can see some unity there with players. Like, they're posting Instagram videos about what they're doing, and like they are encouraging others too to stay home. So that's also something that's good to see.
Yeah, it's in UK also. They said April 1st or 2nd, I think they are looking at to come back, right? And but I don't think that league will resume then.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows at this point.
As of now, the death count or even the coronavirus cases count is only increasing. It has not slowed down in UK from what I know.
Yeah, it's actually getting worse there.
Yeah, so April, the date doesn't look likely.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think should happen with the season? I think for now FA or U has it in their mind to complete the season somehow. But I don't know how that will happen though.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. Like, all we will talk now will be a speculation.
Yeah.
But from what I sense, like, this season will not complete, or if they were to complete, it will have a huge implication towards, I mean, in the next seasons coming up next.
Yeah.
So even if, like, let's say if everything goes normal in August and they start playing the same league, it may be over by January.
Or
within, like,
if
2 months, and then
if they play like more games in a week, then another issue is with the hectic, the injuries
schedule.
To players.
Yeah,
or
so if they could, I mean, if they're okay with making the season from like January to December or
yeah.
something of that nature, where you shift the timing of the season itself
yeah.
for the next time, then you could complete the season. Or other option is to. I mean, Liverpool fans will not appreciate it, but other option is to like make this season void and then move forward.
I think
like,
I would say just give the title to Liverpool. I know I would not, I'm not happy with that also, but I mean, they are so far ahead, they would have won anyways, I think. No,
yeah, that's
what.
True. I don't think anyone is doubting, but the problem there is with what do you do with the relegation places,
yeah.
what do you
they
do
are,
with
they
promotions.
They are the
and,
clubs more, I'm more worried about, and the top four.
Yeah, and what do you do
places.
With the other places too. So
yeah.
I think like...
Because there's
most,
huge money
right.
incentive also.
Right, and the way the table stands, it's still not clear that who is going to be relegated and
yeah.
also in the championship, like who gets promoted. And
yeah.
So there are more questions if we are to move forward with Liverpool winning the title.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with. I mean, they deserved it. And in normal circumstances, they would be winning league by record margin. But
yeah.
now, things have gone worse. And
yeah, I mean, if you are doing it for some people, you have to do it for everyone. So
right. So you can't really make a case it. Where, like, okay, we give the title to Liverpool and then like, how do you answer other
yeah.
questions? And
even if you hold it off long enough so Liverpool can win the title, then what, still there's the question of what happens to the other teams.
Right.
So would you still relegate them based on their current position and not give them the full amount of games?
Right, and that won't be
so,
fair to them.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are more questions than answers if you give Liverpool the title.
Yeah.
Then if you consider about making the season void or moving the timelines of
yeah.
the regular season to a different timing altogether, which has a huge impact on everything.
Yeah,
on,
yeah.
the, on the way, and also like player contracts and
right.
whatnot.
Hopefully it has a positive impact on things, on people's minds. Like football mm-hmm. isn't everything, or if money, everything. Things like this virus can stop everything, and then you are just reliant on...
Yeah,
each other instead of the contracts you have or the money you earn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yeah, this definitely forces you to think about more high level things,
yeah.
more high level stuff.
This
than
forces
you
people to be
do, so.
Become yogis.
Yeah, it mean it forces you to take
high
a step back
thing.
And consider what you're doing in your life,
yeah.
and there are things bigger than your work and
yeah.
bigger than sport and everything else, which
yeah.
is like the humanity. And so you go like one level above with with what's happening now.
Yeah, everyone enters a like nirvana.
You go,
state.
Yeah, you get more philosophical when you think about these things.
Everyone is writing books now.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a video where they were saying like when Newton wrote his Principia Mathematica, he was social or self-distancing from others.
Also,
and even like
when
Einstein
he discovered
was
that
in
that thing,
in
there
that.
Was actually a famine or something going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
He was actually forced to be inside.
Influenced,
and and then he wrote the book. There was, I think Einstein too was doing the same thing.
During this time?
So, yeah,
oh,
so like
a
lot of books... that were written, they were historical and iconic books, were written because the author had time to stay
but
home.
But also they
and,
were
and,
geniuses,
like, so.
Yeah.
That's true, but also the situations forced them. So maybe we'll see a few years later or 1 year later saying like, oh, I wrote this book when I was inside
yeah.
and isolating myself from the world.
Right.
Which normally wouldn't force people to spend their time so much in thinking and reflecting.
Yeah.
Because for some people who cannot work from home, where
yeah,
like
they
have
the
to be at the location, I think they're getting holidays in some countries.
Restaurant, huh?
Yeah, I think some people who cannot work from home are getting holidays in some countries,
yeah.
like government employees in India.
Okay, they are getting
They're getting holiday for a week, and also they're thinking about only having 50% of the workforce come in every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just to reduce the number of people and reduce the distance between the people.
Yeah.
So those kind of measures will help some people to get more time off than they normally get during the year.
Yeah, I feel for the like restaurants and doctors, especially my sister is a doctor also. Mm-hmm. They had to go. They have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, they are like, so. They come into these essential services arena where they cannot afford to be at home.
And you heard, right, in Italy, they are running out of beds in hospitals too.
Yeah, situation there is
grim.
Yeah, it's very sad and it's a grim situation and they have utilized their full capacity of healthcare workers as well as their hospitals and beds. And even in the United States, we're hoping that that situation doesn't arise. And even in other countries where the healthcare is maxed out to its full potential. And then even then, there are still people who need care.
Yeah.
That's why the social distancing comes into picture. And that's why like you being at home can help other people just to flatten that curve.
Flatten the curve, that's another buzzword.
Yeah.
Flatten the curve.
So you flatten the curve, so you elongate it over a long period of time.
Make it like the tabletop mountain in South Africa. Cape Town. Is it in Cape Town? You know, right? The one we heard about during cricket.
Right. Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, it's also like, I mean, I was thinking about talking about what happened in this season so far and whatnot, but I just don't feel like talking about it.
At
this point, like, this seems very unnecessary to even, like, talk about, like, who's in form and who scored and whatnot. And there's just so many.
I've almost, like, forgotten some of the things that have happened. It's just, like, even in Twitter every day, you are just hearing all the news is about the virus and
it's mind-boggling to see all that everyone has on their mind is this one thing, coronavirus, and how they're going to survive and how they can help others and making sure that their relatives and loved ones are safe and
I'm watching all these match schedules. Today was supposed to be Barcelona, Napoli and Bayern Chelsea. So since it is not happening now, I will assume that Chelsea won today's game against Bayern Munich. And we made a remarkable comeback after losing 3-0 in the first round. Uh-huh. We beat them 4-0 in their home turf and we qualified to the next round.
Yeah, even with the European Championship, you don't know what's going to happen now because Italy is in serious danger and
there are two.
There definitely should not be any games there and there are a lot.
There are two Italian teams, I mean, including Europa, there are three or four, I think.
Yeah, and it will take a lot of time for them to recover, and that remains to be seen what happens with that. And, like, right now, everyone is busy with how to handle this virus, but once it is done, then we will see the implications.
Yeah, it's like
that,
adding like to the backlog of things, so we can move forward.
Right.
Yeah, at this point, I think the void season looks the only way. Otherwise, you affect next season's also.
Right.
Trying to compensate for this one.
Right.
So, who knows?
Or other option is to cut down the next season. So, because this time, like, people didn't know that the season will be shortened.
Oh, yeah,
so, you could have a shortened next season where at the start of season you announce that they're going to be like
matches.
10 less games and
but how would you
but that's
that
still hard
home and away because there are 20 teams so you have to do home and away stuff
right
you could I think you might cancel the League Cup or FA Cup those take extra games so then you can accommodate more league games instead
right
but
yeah
then,
I think in
even the smaller leagues will have problems with because that's their chance to
right I think in Bundesliga, did they actually ended up promoting all the top four teams and actually increasing the league size? And
I heard that, I think they were proposing. I don't know if they actually did it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, they were.
So that's an interesting idea too, where Like you promote whoever is in the promotion places now and
keep the current teams.
And then keep the current teams and then play the full season.
Then you have increased matches and years still.
Right, then like you increase the number of matches as well as depending on how the teams are positioned in the championship, some teams feel hard done by not getting promoted to Premier League. So that's why I feel like voiding the season seems like the best outcome if things don't improve by August, right. At least in the league. I'm not sure about Champions League, what happens with that.
Yeah. I don't know if things will improve though, because even if they seem like they have improved, we don't know anything about the virus. So even if they seem like they have improved, it might not be. And then people end up going outside and then it comes back.
Yeah, I mean, right now the challenge is to shorten the numbers that are getting infected every day.
Yeah.
And then think about it. Yeah, it's not going to go away fully where we will have a day where like, all right, from tomorrow onwards, no more coronavirus, or it's disappeared from the world. It's going to stay there. The only thing is like how it is going to affect lesser number of people.
I think what might happen is that humans somehow develop immunity or a vaccine. So even coronavirus will never die, but then you are not affected by it.
I think like now even the viruses that came before, like swine flu and SARS that they talk about, those are still there.
Yeah.
Atmosphere, it's just that the number of people who get infected by them are lesser in quantity, and there are vaccinations and medicines available if you get infected. So it's not as deadly as it was when it appeared on the scene. I think same will happen with coronavirus, where we will have some vaccination or some drugs available to cure it.
Yeah.
And but it's not going to go away anytime soon.
I have another solution. I think we were talking about these Newtons and Einsteins of the world, right? So someone will develop a time machine or figure out another dimension, discover another dimension, so you can play more games even in 24 hours and not lose time.
I see. That's an interesting talk too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just make it parallel threading.
Yeah.
It's like programs are getting executed
programming
in separate threads.
Thread safe programs.
Yeah.
Interesting. That was all. I think you just wanted to touch. I first of all wanted to do this podcast anyways. It has been a long time, and also we wanted to discuss just whatever is going on in the world.
Yeah.
That's all. So hope you guys stay safe. Thanks for joining, Akshay. That's all. Any final words?
Nothing. I encourage everyone to stay home and take all the precautions when you go out, and stay healthy. Stay safe.
And where can they listen to this podcast?
They can listen to us on all the podcasting platforms with two substitutes, two with the number, not the word, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
everywhere, YouTube. And also when you open those apps, make sure to sterilize your phone also. When you wash your hands, wash your phone also with washable chemicals, not water.
Okay.
And soap. All right. Thanks.
Bye.